What would it take for President Trump to meet with Vladimir Putin and discuss ending the war in Ukraine? The answer differed all day. Putin says he'd like to meet with the president next week in what would be the first U.S.-Russia summit in 4 years. A White House official said it would not happen if Putin did not agree to meet with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky, later clarifying that would only make a summit less likely. But asked if Putin must meet with Zelensky to get a meeting with him?
No, he doesn't. No, no.
The back and forth came on the eve of the president's deadline for Putin to show progress toward ending the war or face more economic punishment. Does that still stand?
It's going to be up to him. We're going to see what he has to say. It's going to be up to him. Very disappointed.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.